What you just saw in the example on the previous slide is an example of information hiding. The way you do that in C is you declare something at file scope and put static in front of it. And you can do that for both data and for functions. This is really the only way you have of hiding information in C. But it's a good idea, of course. It's nice to have your data protected, and that way you can just offer functions to manipulate that data, but since you wrote the functions, that data is under your control. And this is the key feature of object-oriented programs, and actually came out of the structured programming era of the 80s, this idea of separating interface from implementation detail. It turns out that this is kind of a cheap way of getting information hiding, though. It really isn't as flexible as you might need for real complicated programs. And so C++ and Java and other object-oriented programming languages support information hiding much better.